today of being a few hundred miles north of that in Sarasota, where it is, I mean, comparatively frigid.
Yeah, but
right?
I tend to be embarrassed by my forecast sometimes.
Was this predicted?
Luckily, not this one, though.
But, Jim, was this predicted? I mean, I know I read all about the polar vortex thingy and it split apart and there's warm weather over Greenland. Did guys like you see this coming?
Well, we talked a few weeks ago, didn't I?
Yeah, I don't remember it.
Guys like him did. Guys like you did not.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to get into the whole global warming issue. I mean, I still believe in it in some capacity, certainly, but that doesn't mean we can't have changes in cycles from time to time. And, you know, in the late 70s and early 80s, we had consistent cold like this for weeks on end. And, you know, we're going to be back in the low to mid 50s for a day or two this weekend in New York, believe it or not. So we have a very volatile weather pattern right now because we have what we call a La Nada. We're in between an El Nino and a La Nina weather pattern, and just a variety of changes going on in the atmosphere right now. Trying to figure out where all the pool balls are going to fall for late January and February. My feeling is any warming that we do have will be replaced once again by colder temperatures. So on average still, I think this will be probably one of the top 10 to 12 coldest winters in 50 to 60 years between, you know, November and February on average.
And you don't think that this is gonna be a snowy winter, or is it just cold?
No, I think that even though we'll be up in the 40s to low 50s for a few days this weekend and Monday in the Northeast, you're going to see the whole pattern begin to shift a little bit with the colder weather and the snows probably going to be affecting the Northeast and the Great Lakes between roughly January 15th to the 19th. We're going to have one big storm, at least one or two big storms in the east. And, you know, really what's going on right now in the Gulf of Alaska, very warm sea surface temperatures and also stratospheric warming. By stratosphere, I'm saying above 15 miles up in the atmosphere, going on now over the Arctic Circle. When that happens, it tends to push the polar vortexes further south. So this warm tongue we see in the Gulf of Alaska means a ridge all on the west coast. The warming over the Arctic Circle means cold air being pushed further south. We're going to see this cycle off and on the next 6 weeks probably of additional cold and snow. So even though we have a 4 or 5 the warming trend coming up, I think the overall pattern still is going to be relatively for a cold, snowy winter going into February for the eastern United States. Mm. And they'll probably keep natural gas prices firm. Initially, I thought we'd go to $5. You know, we still have a lot of shale production right now. I don't think we'll go back below 4 anytime soon. But to get to $5, we're going to have persistent cold weather and not these intervals of 4 or 5 days of warming that have been happening every 12 to 15 days.
What's the biggest, I mean, the thing that's cool about you, Jim, is you've got this encyclopedic knowledge about weather and you link it into trading, and folks within the world, they're called CTAs or commodity, what is it, CTA, commodity trading what?
Commodity trading advisor.
Advisor, yeah.
First, I think back in the 1980s, living in Des Moines, Iowa, working for a company called Freeze Notice Weather, and became, you know, advising several thousand farmers and traders and really learned about the markets, you know, 25 years ago.
And I learned all this reading books and what to do and not to. What's the rookie mistake that people make when they try to buy pork bellies? Or Mike McKee, what did you lose money on in commodities?
Everything.
Was it pearls or diamond rings?
Nice Jewish boy from New York like myself. Oh, my God. Look, eating pork bellies. You know what pork bellies are, right? That's bacon. That's one of the first
contracts. That's just bacon. Why don't they just call it bacon then?
That's a good question. I'm going to Google that. I don't know. But that was the first contract ever, I believe, at the CME, pork bellies.
What's the mistake people make, seriously, when they wait in to lose money in commodities? What are they doing?
I've traded a lot before, you know, on top of the world one day, and other times I've lost money. And my personally, I've learned a lot more in the last several years about risk management, because you could be right about something and wrong on your timing. And if you overtrade too much or don't use options, we call them straddles, strangles, iron can doors, to hedge around a position, you could get your butt kicked first and be right a week or two later. That happened to me in coffee in 1994. I was long some coffee, got my, you know, killed. Here we have the worst freeze a month later in Brazil, and the price tripled. Now, I've learned a lot on how to use options. You would maybe be long a put and long the futures contract. So the market goes against you, you're protected to the downside with the put up.
And I like that idea. Let me throw out one idea that I think is important. And that is the idea of, if you're going to do commodities, you can only follow a few of them. One of the rookie mistakes is to follow too many commodities. Do you buy that idea?
Yeah, I do. You know, in my research, I just get overwhelmed trying to look at, like, corn, soybeans, cotton, wheat, coffee. I'm all over the place. And really, you got to focus on two or three things. For me, my specialty is mainly the grain market, particularly in the summer, knowing the psychology and the ins and outs of how to, you know, advise and trade futures in corn and beans. June through August is a critical time of the year. Right now, South American weather is very important, too. They're now the biggest producer, or the second biggest producer in Argentina and Brazil in the world. And we're watching South American weather very closely. I'm kind of still bearish beans. I'm bearish soybeans longer term on a rebound in world production. But if you've got a longer term view, you buy puts or you sell call options and tell yourself, okay, if I'm going to sell a call, as long as the fundamentals don't change or the market gets above X, I stay with that position. And to offset a short call, if it's going against you, maybe you buy a futures contract again or get out of the short call altogether.
We're going to keep you back on. Jim Rohmer, really wonderful to have you on. It's always an excuse when the weather's inclement, but very valuable. Jim Rohmer helps us out on weather and commodities. And
terrific stuff. And it is. Stuff. What is it right now in New York City, John?
John, help us out here. High 40 today? We're going back
six,
up to 40?
Still the
six.
High.